Welcome, everybody. It's time again for one of our OC Spotlights. A fascinating look at some interesting people doing the most amazing things right here in your own backyard. And today, have we got an amazing story. We're talking with Rusty Coons. Did I get that name right, Rusty?
Yes, you did.
Okay, Rusty Coons has got a story that could make a reality show blush here. I'm looking at an article written about him in the Orange County Register by the automotive critic Susan Carpenter a while ago, and the first line says it all. Rusty Coons has lived what could easily be a Sons of Anarchy plotline. He is one of the characters in that very colorful, very popular show, The Sons of Anarchy. And he isn't, as they say, he's not just somebody who plays a doctor on TV. He is a doctor in real life. He has been a member of Hell's Angels. He was, as I understand, the local chapter president here. And through that association came to the attention of the creators of the show. And suddenly, life imitates art, and he's on the show. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, it's just happenstance, I guess you would say. You know, over the years, I've built motorcycles and had various builds of mine featured in magazines and different shows and things. And Kurt, the creator of the show, was following some of my stuff on, you know, online and mm-hmm. also in a magazine, I think, Quick Throttle. And I had an event coming up at my shop after season one, I think it was. Maybe it was season two.
And your shop is here in Orange County. It's in where? In Westminster?
Yeah, in Westminster.
Okay.
And he came down with Charlie, the lead in the show, plays Jax. They both rode down on their bikes and hung out for the day.
Naturally, right.
Time. And we talked about many things, and including bike builds. Not a lot about the show. And as he was leaving, he said, "Hey, how would you like to come play with us sometime?"
Yeah.
And I really didn't think he was offering me, you know, a role. I thought it was...
Yeah, come on. Some Hollywood types come down to your shop and talk about bikes and like, yeah, okay, right. This is really going to turn into something.
I politely, you know, said, well, I'm really into my music. And maybe if you could take a look at some of my music, put some of my songs on the show.
Okay. And the name of the band is?
Attica 7. A-T-T-I-K-A, number 7. It's a rock metal band.
Okay.
And I actually started that when I was in prison 10 years, actually over 10 years ago. I was released 10 years ago, December 27th.
Right.
But
so as we say, you've lived the life. I mean, what we're watching on The Sons of Anarchy has been your life here, more or less, up on the screen here, right?
There's a bit of reality. I mean, Kurt goes to great lengths to keep it real, but at the same time, it is a drama,
right.
And it has to be fictional, and it has to have a lot of excitement. So there's a lot of things on there that, of course, you know, you couldn't pull it off in reality and stay operating as a motorcycle club.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, it can't be, and it just can't be constant conflict every moment of life or death. I mean, it's one of the things we'll talk a little bit about. I know there's only so much you can discuss about the lifestyle here and everything, but, you know, they have to amp it up, otherwise we wouldn't watch this stuff.
Right, exactly, and everybody gets that, these most reasonable people do. Some people get upset, you're making us look bad. I mean, they don't say that to me, but I've heard that.
Sure.
You know, you've got to understand, entertainment is entertainment.
Right.
You know, and when somebody plays an axe murderer on a movie, you don't label them as a killer. It's just pure entertainment. If you look at the characters on the show, all of them are actors. They're not even, most of them aren't even bikers.
Yeah, right. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because this, I think, is what makes your story so fascinating. Again, as we said, you were the local chapter president for Hell's Angels. Did I get that correct here?
Well, yeah, I can't really discuss the club or club policies, but I can tell you that I've been at Hell's Angels 20 years,
okay.
March 11th, and that I have been president of several charters.
Okay, having said that, obviously, the creators of the show wanted to surround themselves with people to make this as real as possible. They didn't want to make it. They didn't want.
From day one, they actually had consultants from our club, you know, working with the show way before I came along.
And obviously, it is amped up, and there is a lot of fictional. But let's go to the other thing. Do you think they've done a good job of representing that life that we all find so?
I think they have.
We can't take our eyes off this thing.
But then again, you have to understand they have to hit certain marks with the drama and
right.
They have certain. They only have enough time with commercials and other parameters to put in. Certain things that actually are the motorcycle culture. So you end up with a lot of character drama focused and not so much on the motorcycle club itself. When a motorcycle club, when clubs started, they were built around motorcycles and partying and a good time.
Yeah, right. It's the living outside the norms here. It's doing what you want to do when you want to do it. The outlaw culture here, whatever. Yeah.
Right. But it wasn't started out to be, having wars with other clubs and claiming territories. It
right.
started out back in the 40s pretty much. I mean, even earlier. But, to get together and have kind of a brotherhood and a camaraderie.
And have a good time and live it up. Have a ball. I forgot the name. Was it Sonny Berger? Was one of the founders? And this is sort of after World War II. They came back and they were like, hey, let's celebrate this lifestyle here.
Yeah. But then if you made the show just purely based on that reality, then you'd have a boring show.
Right. Watching a bunch of people playing pool and drinking beer and having a party or wouldn't necessarily be.
a guy gets a ticket every other episode or goes to jail for something stupid.
Right.
what I mean? So it's totally understandable. You have to make it interesting, and it is,
So having said that, how has it been received within that community? Do people...
It's been positive and negative.
Okay.
There are people that think, well, you're making us look bad, and that kind of a thing. And then again, they're just not understanding it is entertainment. People understand that it is.
Here's a strange question. Do you think participation in motorcycle clubs has gone up because of this? Has it attracted people to the lifestyle? Has it brought people in who wouldn't otherwise have come just because it's glamorized it or Hollywoodized it or whatever you want to say?
Oh, I've noticed that clubs have sprouted up everywhere. It's just a big thing now. They're riding the Dyna and FXR club style motorcycles with the little quarter fairings on them and dressing the Sons of Anarchy look,
right.
which was modeled after my guys.
Right.
The proliferation of new motorcycle clubs is beyond anything I've ever seen.
All right. No, and the only question, I know you can't talk about details or anything, but in general, I didn't know that there were any Hell's Angel chapters or any other clubs for that matter in Orange County. I guess am I just naive, or did they just live in a alternate universe here that we don't run across here?
It's a matter of mathematics. You have millions of people. You have 31 cities in Orange County with millions and millions of people. Now, motorcycle chapter rarely has large numbers of people.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into how many.
No, but it's not. There aren't a million members or something or whatever. Yeah.
How would there be? There's not. And so it's easily lost in the huge universe we have here of Orange County.
But the image of Orange County that's portrayed on television, talk about an over-dramatized image, it's all the housewives of Orange County. It's all sun and fun and rich people and surf and everything. And so if you say, and there's a Hell's Angels chef here, wouldn't people go, what? Or any club.
Oh, yeah. The local authorities definitely aren't too happy about us being around. They never were. They believe the worst of the worst. And, we don't have a positive PR arm. So,
you don't have a PR agency pushing your side of the story here?
We don't. And so what you get is you get the negative, and you don't get any of the positive. And then when you do some positive, it's also, that's just a whitewash. They're trying to cover up for the... Now, given I've got a checkered past, I've done, a lot of things that weren't exactly legal.
I wasn't going to go there, but you mentioned you were in prison. You've experienced that part of the lifestyle as well here or whatever.
Yeah, I've been through it. I've done CYA time, state prison time, and federal prison time.
Wow.
And, I've learned the hard way on just about everything. And, I feel like right now I've come full circle. And
so let's talk about that in our last 10 minutes here. All right, what has this experience done? Well, first of all, before we even go there, what was it like to suddenly be asked to be on the show? I mean, you're not an actor, and yet you look pretty convincing to me. Your character is pretty scary. I would never have guessed that you were anything but an actor, if I can put it that way. I say that in a compliment. I mean, you pull it off. How did you make that transition to, I don't know if they asked me to suddenly come and do a gig as a radio show host that I'd look credible on television. I don't know that I could just suddenly act it, even though I live this.
Well, one of the things I did is I took Kirk's advice, and I went and I took acting coaching.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I periodically do that and learned a lot of the trade that way. And then I did 25 episodes. So
you learned on the job here.
Experience learned quite a bit about.
So all of a sudden you're an actor now here, and what has that done for your life? Has it changed? I would think it's got to have changed it in some way, shape, or form. Here, suddenly you've got fame and attention here. Yeah,
it's definitely changed things a lot. I've got a lot of irons in the fire now in that business, and I'm out doing personal appearances and signings quite a bit, and.
Somebody said you're even talking about trying to develop a reality show. Why not? This is the home of reality shows down here.
It's funny. I've been approached by so many production companies, I can't even count.
I would think.
Reality, and I turned most of them down, and I've listened to the pitch. I've even went in on a couple pitches at networks.
Yeah.
And that could happen fairly easily compared to the other projects that I'm working on.
Yeah, so you're going to be a screenwriter now? You're going to develop other sorts of projects? Are there movies in the works?
Actually all of it.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
There's a little bit of reality, but like I said, I've turned down a lot of it, and I'm going to continue to turn down most of it, but there will be some in the future. There's going to be some TV, and there's going to be some film.
Well, anybody who's listening to this... I was just going to say, go Google this name, Rusty Koon, Coones. You are a big dude. I'm 6'4", and I'm telling you, you make me look like a mouse. I mean, you're a big guy, and of course, tattooed up and the whole thing here. I mean, you look like you came right out of Central Casting for this kind of stuff here.
And yeah, I've heard that a couple of times.
Where did we get this guy, And so I would think, geez, anything's possible. We might see you on Worldwide Wrestling or something as the...
It's funny. I get that more than anything.
Why not?
When I'm going through airports or just about anywhere, I can't go one day without somebody saying, are you a wrestler?
You look like one. I would think, why aren't they thinking? They're always looking for bad guy characters to create. Why not a biker bad guy character here? Wouldn't that be a tremendous...
Yeah, they actually have those. No, I'm not really interested in...
Nobody looks like you. All right, so you've got all sorts of crazy things. One tangible thing you've got, a business right here. You're a businessman now. Who knew that there is a big bike builder right here in Westminster? And let's talk about that for a minute. How long you been doing that? How many bikes you sell? What do you, talk about your business here and what's the name of it?
Yeah, I own Illusion Cycle.
Illusion Motorsports. Illusion Cycles in Westminster. Okay.
Yeah, it's Illusion Cycles, Illusion Motorsports. The brand is Illusion Cycles for the motorcycles that I build, but we call the shop Illusion Motorsports.
Okay.
We actually work on custom vehicles other than motorcycles. Sometimes.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've done, in the past, I've built limousines, chop-top cars, trucks, all that stuff, too, but...
Maybe you'll build Hollywood cars now. Maybe you'll build cars for movies and TV shows and stuff here. They're always looking for customized crazy things.
It's probably not going to happen. But
the new Batmobile or something, yeah.
I've built some weird stuff. I've took carriages that are pulled by horses and customized them with motorcycle wheels. And everything. And if you go on the website, it's illusionmotorcycles.com. Is the website.
Okay.
And you can see, if you search out on there might be as many as 60 motorcycles I've done over
here. Oh, my goodness. Now, what is it about, all the other stuff aside, the TV shows and everything else aside, what is it about motorcycles that are suddenly so hot again? You had, Jesse James up in wherever he was, Long Beach or something, at West Coast Motorcycles, and you've got the guy on the other Coast. Doesn't he call himself West something or whatever, West Coast or something?
Oh, yeah, you've got Orange County Choppers on the East Coast.
Yes, Orange County, which I always confused me. I always wanted to have Orange County Choppers here, but it's in Orange, New York. And so you've got all of these sudden shows that have popularized this. I was at a restaurant. There's a restaurant, what's the heck of the name of it? It's a sushi restaurant down in Orange County at the Mission Viejo Spectrum. And they've got a custom-built bike in there. You know, suddenly this is the thing everybody's got to have. When did bikes suddenly get reemerge as the hot must-have item?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I got into Harley Davidson's back in the 70s, and you were riding choppers, you were a very rare breed compared to what it is now.
Yeah, now you got bankers and business people and everybody riding
these bikes. Exactly. Then in around 84, I think Malcolm Forbes bought a Fat Boy or a Heritage. I think it was a Heritage. Mm-hmm. And when he bought that, all these other Wall Streeters and celebrities and stuff thought, okay, I want one. So they all got one. You know, some of them didn't know how to ride and they got in accidents, you know.
But I'll bet, yeah.
It kind of kicked off the whole trend where the yuppies, so to speak, came into the game.
Well, because we don't want to grow up, so we still want to be wild. We're still born to be wild at heart here, even though we're wearing a suit or something these days. Our nature of our generation. I'm in my late 50s here. I can't tell you the number of people I know that think the coolest thing to do is to you know, get their bike and dress up like a biker and go out and raise hell and turn it up as loud as they can and all that.
Exactly. And that's actually what keeps Harley Davidson, the company, alive.
Absolutely. You know, they were almost bankrupt back for a while there, and all of a sudden they got rediscovered, and suddenly it's the most American of products, and everybody wants it around the world.
For many years, the company was so afraid to have any association with the actual true outlaws.
Yeah.
And even when Sons of Anarchy, for the first, two, three seasons or whatever, they wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Really? Oh, my goodness. They're missing the boat here.
But it's totally switched. Now they're a big sponsor. They have bikes on the show.
They do.
You know, they have a relationship. We go all over the place and do signings at Harley Davidson dealers.
Oh, I'll bet. Now, I'll throw out another thing that I find fascinating, and it kind of ties in a big trend here. Most people don't realize that Orange County is now the car design center of the world. All the car companies, not just the American car companies, have car design studios somewhere from either San Diego up to, you know, somewhere in LA, but most of them are down here in Orange County. Most people don't realize that. The car culture is being created here in Southern California, and it would only make sense that bike builders and other custom, you know, creators are down here as well. Do you find... Is there a scene down here? Is there something happening? Is there a connection, or is everybody just doing their own thing?
It's just, you know, the best designers end up here for, you know, like you said, foreign companies, you know, Mitsubishi and all these other companies.
They all have design studios here, yeah.
They're designed by Americans.
Yeah, and Orange County Americans. That's what, you know, this isn't back in Detroit. They're all doing it right here for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's good weather, you know, it's a hub, you know, you have everything you need, you can get in and out of the airports.
And again, it's supposed to be, I think that when Lincoln Mercury tried moving their headquarters disastrously here for a while, the idea was that there's something in the water here, there's something in the air here, there's a creativity, there's a spark. The kind of people that live in Orange County, in California in general, but even in Orange County specifically, it is that outdoor sun and fun, living the good life, and so that's who they want to tap into. They want to tap into that creative energy and that feeling and that.
That's right. And in the motorcycle industry, we have a year-round riding season where if you go back east, where you have four seasons, you know, some people have the 5 to 7 month riding season.
I got to ask, you must go back to the giant event, Sturgis, and you must be like a rock star when you go back there, not just because you're a bike builder, but because of now you're on this show. Is that true?
I mean, I haven't been there lately. I might be going there soon. I was there the first time in 1981, and I've been there over the years off and on. But the first time I went, there were only 13,000 people there.
Wow.
Now, because of the fact that I'm a celebrity, yes, there's a lot of places that would like to have me. But then I've got the other problem is because I am in a motorcycle club that's notorious,
yes,
they're scared to have me at places.
Right.
So I've had events with my band. And personal appearances where I've actually had the local authorities shut it down.
Didn't they? Now, in this article in the Register, they talk about this. You went to some event. You were trying to sell, because I guess you sell T-shirts and other clothing and stuff here. Why wouldn't you?
SoCal Support Products, and I went to Laughlin, and I was there for a few hours, and they had a tactical SWAT team show up with about almost 50 guys to make sure that I left.
Wow.
It was just ridiculous.
So, yeah, so it's hard. The lines between reality and everything are just blurred here. And what can be a blessing can also be a curse here, huh?
Exactly. It is a double-edged sword. You know, and, we're the other guys on the show, they're just playing a part. I've had to live that part.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I've had the 60, 70-man task force kick in my doors before, blow stuff up and burn my place up.
Oh my God.
I mean, several times I've been through all that.
And of course, we're all just sitting here like going, oh my God, this is in Orange County. This is happening right here. I mean, this can't be. This is.
Oh yeah, it's happened to me several times.
All right. So where do you go from here? You've got now this attention from the show, which might lead you into more Hollywood kind of projects. Either in front of the camera or behind the camera. You've got endless requests for reality shows. You've got a custom bike shop that must be just kicking butt because of this connection here. I'm sure everybody wants a Sons of Anarchy bike here or somebody that's connected with that show. What else is in the future here for Rusty Coons?
You know, I've got so much going on with all that.
You going to run for political office? You going to be like Jesse Ventura? Come on.
I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely don't like politics. So,
You and everybody else, the lowest turnout ever in history here. People just said, the heck with it. I don't care what happens. They're just going on with their daily lives here,
well,
I guess.
Well, you know, people, they find out that no matter what you do, you can't do anything about it. It just feels that way anyway.
Yeah, it feels like the game's rigged here for a lot of people.
Yeah,
here.
So, you know, there's people that the powers that be have a lock on just about everything or everybody, and there's corrupt people out there that are, you know, paying big money to get...
I don't know. It sounds like you're running for political office to me here. That's all I can say.
Just because I know it doesn't mean I'm doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, so if people want to hear more about your amazing life story, and it is, I wish we had more than 20 minutes to delve into this, because you really are one of the examples of the kind of fascinating people right here in our backyard that most of us had no idea were even here. So how do they find out more about you, whether it's your show and your personal appearances or your bikes or whatever? Give us some places they can go check you out.
Okay, social media. You can go to Rusty Coons on Twitter.
And spell that?
RustyCoones.
All right.
On Twitter. You can also go to Rusty Coons on Instagram.
Okay, Facebook, LinkedIn, probably. Are you on LinkedIn? Are you linking in with other business people and stuff?
You know, I haven't LinkedIn. I get a lot of messages from them, and that's why I don't do it a lot, but
okay.
I should.
You should, yeah, because it really is a way to connect. You're a businessman now here. You need to
be with business people.
Yeah, you need to connect with bankers and business people who would finance your projects or buy your bikes. And yeah, right.
Now, and then you can also go through Facebook for Rusty Coons. You also have the band Attica 7. And you have Illusion Motorsports on Facebook.
And where did the name Attica? Is it Attica, like the prison, or Atticus,
no,
like...
It's similar to the prison, but it's spelled a little different. Attica.
Okay.
So if you follow any or all of those sites, you'll be able to see a lot of what's going on. And there's a lot of stuff in the works. There will be some really cool projects coming up with...
All right. Rusty Coons, one of your neighbors right here in Orange County, folks. He's a hell raiser. He's a hell of a famous guy now here because of what he's doing. He's a hell of a bike builder and a hell of a nice guy for coming by and talking to us about all this today here. Thank you so much, Rusty Coons.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And check out, and you play what character on, remind us the character you play on, you're on a recurring basis, yeah.
Yeah, I play Rain Quinn.
Rain Quinn, yeah.
Rain Quinn.
He's like one of the big tough guy enforcers or something here. When he shows up, somebody's ass gets kicked here, right? All right. Well, we'll have to have you stop by someday on your bike. We want to get a picture of you and put it on our stuff here and add you to our community of community conversations right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Thank you, Rusty Coons, for joining us.
You got it.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.